3.15. Melissa.
I live in Istanbul now, in Turkey, but I used to live in the country, in the province of Sakarya. It was an amazing place to live, just so beautiful. There is a large lake nearby, and the hills are covered with pine trees. People go to picnic there. The coast is also not far away. When I lived there, it was as if time had stood still. There was no water or electricity. We had our own well and generator, and there was only one shop. We had to wait for a minibus from the nearest town to bring fresh bread and the newspapers every morning. I worked in a school in a nearby town, in fact, the one that sent the bread and papers. And in my free time, I played tennis, went for walks, and played the piano. I made my own entertainment. In the end, I had to move to Istanbul for work, but I really missed the fresh food and fresh fish, the peace. I sometimes used to think when I was living there that there wasn't enough choice of things to do, things to buy. But now, I think I have too much choice.
Eric.
A few years ago, my wife and I retired, and we moved to a little town in the mountains here in Colorado. It's gorgeous. We have a house on a hill, and we're surrounded by mountains, which we can see from our window, as well as the woods, and a very pretty lake. There are lots of paths, and we walk every morning with our dog, who loves chasing after sticks and things. There's so much to do. In the summer, we go hiking, and we have a little canoe we take on the lake. And of course, in the winter, we go skiing. We have lots of friends here, and we often have dinner parties, or we have our book club meetings. There's a joke here that we only have three seasons: summer, winter, and mud season. That's after the snow's melted and everything, I mean, everything is covered in mud. That's the only bad time to be here. And the other problem is that we don't have a supermarket. The nearest one's about 20 miles from here.